Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. We are a passionate, if you will, website, show, whatever, that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve. This is 923B of the podcast. Thanks very much for making it so popular that we're already in, what, our 18th year or something. But this is a great guest we have today, someone who speaks for all of us and is trying to get all of us to do better. Susie Amos Cameron, Cameron, yes, of the author, of the actor fame, has written a book called Changing One Meal a Day, OMD, Change the World by OMD. I don't know what you look it up for on Amazon. I Googled OMD and got it, but I don't know whether there are other ways to do it. But one person, one planet, one meal a day to change the world. I actually speak for a group that would say, let's just go all the way right away. But in any case, Change the World, OMD, One Meal a Day is the book title. And if you want to look at the website, it's omdfortheplanet.com. Susie, thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is not the – I guess the book is saying this is not easy. That's why we're going to have recipes in here. That's why we're going to teach you how to do it. You go through a number of things like the green eater meter. So let's go and talk about why. And by the way, this is pretty darn timely because, as you probably know, an article came out in the American Journal of Medicine just last week looking at 405,000 people and what would happen by changing to nuts, seeds, whole grains, and plant-based for a if you will, a one meal a day, and they found the effect was a substantial 19% reduction in all-cause mortality. So this is a perfect segue to we eat a lot of meat and it's killing us. Let's go to plant-based. So I'm curious, why did you say just one meal a day rather than all the meals?
That really comes from experience of when, so Jim and I watched a documentary 6.5 years ago called Forks Over Knives, and I was coming at it completely from a health point of view. We both have heart disease and cancer in our families, and doctors were already telling him to take things for his, you know, his heart prophylactically. He wasn't even having any major issues. But it does have a profound effect on your health. I mean, for the past 6.5 years, neither one of us have had a flu or a cold or a tummy bug or anything. And certainly we're, you know, on airplanes all the time. We're in big crowds full of people. I'm surrounded by children that are the perfect little viri vectors. And we just have completely stayed healthy. But the thing is that we blew up our kitchen and we went overnight and we immediately got on our soapbox and told everybody that they needed to do exactly the same thing. And what we realized is we were turning off a lot of people. And Jim started quickly after that teaching me about the environmental devastation of animal agriculture on our environment. And so not only is it devastating on our health, but it's also devastating on our environment. Animal agriculture is the second leading cause of greenhouse gases and climate change, more than all transportation combined. And the school that I founded with my sister, Rebecca Amos, is an environmental school. We start at 2 years old and go all the way through high school. And we looked at each other one day and said, we can't call ourselves an environmental school and still be serving animal products. So we actually brought in doctors, and we brought in climate scientists and chefs and athletes and authors to educate not only the teachers and the children, but their parents as well. And we had massive pushback, full-on mutiny. We lost 50% of our families because we were going to feed them a vegan lunch. And what ended up happening was we quickly regained our enrollment. Now we've surpassed. We've got families that move from around the United States and even from Europe to come to the school.
Where's
and
the school?
The school is in Calabasas, California, which is very near Malibu. And but we've actually just 2 weeks ago made the announcement that we are launching Muse Global. So the Muse schools will be around the world, and they will also be OMD schools. But how the OMD happened was our head of school, Jeff King, got very frustrated one day. And he said, people, you can give the kids eggs and bacon in the morning and a burger at night. It's OMD. It's one meal a day. And what I have found is that people are very open to that idea. They're very open to just putting their toe in and having one meal a day. And there are other, and then they start feeling better. They feel lighter. They don't have that, you know, afternoon drop or that mid-morning drop, or they sleep better, whatever it might be. And they might lose a couple of pounds. And then they end up deciding to do two. I hear this story all the time. Yes, I'm up to two. And I'm, you know, working towards three. So it's a way to ease into it. Now, and there are also other people that really just want to blow up their kitchen and go, you know, go full on. So the book has a whole section in there. We worked with a team of doctors. So it's heavily researched. So there's a whole section in there on health, and then followed by a section on environment. And we worked with Chatham House and Oxford University and Loma Linda, climate scientist out of there. So there's all of the effects of animal agriculture on the environment. And then it's a guide. It's a guide of how to do it. So I walk you through this very non-judgmental invitation of trying one meal a day or two meals or blowing up your kitchen. And we've got recipes and shopping lists and meal plans, and there's a resource well. There's even a section in there that tells you how to create a plant-based pantry. So it's kind of an all-in-one book. You get the education and how to do it.
Now, and the recipes are part of the how to do it. I'm still curious as to, so it basically was you were, people thought it was too tough to go all plant-based. And so they would try one meal a day, which was a new thing, and cooking a new thing. Is that the gist of it? I don't want to disrupt what you said, but it's basically to, if you ease into it one meal a day and learn how to cook that way, you can do better that way, and then people go on and adopt more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're finding, and I think that people are more open to the idea of just trying it as opposed to giving everything up all at once. And now, you know, there are a small percentage of people that want to change overnight, and they're dedicated and they just want to do that. That's how Jim and I roll. We make a decision and we do it. But not everybody is like that. So it's very inclusive in terms of how people want to do it. And, you know, the other aspect of this has to do with the environment, that, you know, when you watch documentaries about the environment or you hear stories about climate change and things like that, it's depressing. And I know a lot of people just get paralyzed because they don't think that they can do anything as an individual. They may not be able to afford solar, or, you know, they might live in an apartment building, or they may not be able to drive an electric car or even a hybrid, or, you know, everybody can change their light bulbs and recycle, things like that. But when one person, and this is what we started at Muse, so we have an OMD pledge, one person eating one plant-based meal a day for a year saves 200,000 gallons of water and the carbon equivalent of driving from Los Angeles to New York. So you, you know, multiply that out.
More than once, I thought you said. More than once. It is driving from New York to Los Angeles. How many times a year, or is it just one time?
This is only eating one person eating one plant-based meal a day is 200,000 gallons of water and the carbon equivalent of driving from Los Angeles to New York. So it's roughly 3,000 miles of carbon offsets. And, you know, and then obviously you double that if you're doing two meals a day and triple it if you're doing three. But the thing is, it's very empowering to know that you can make more of a difference by what you put on your plate than you can by what kind of car you're driving. Now, if you have the ability to drive a hybrid or an electric car, then it's a double whammy and you're doing great things. But just paying attention to what's on your plate, you, as an individual, are making a difference in moving the needle on climate change.
Now, that obviously predisposes or supposes that you're not going to increase the amount of animal protein and dairy that you're going to eat for the other two meals, meaning you're going to keep them the same as you had. And so I'm actually curious. I'm a big believer in going further at once, and so that's why I was very curious about this. So it seems to me this is ripe for a study on people who, if you will, randomly allocating people, if you can, and say, do one meal a day or do the whole thing and let's see how far you can go. And another group, you saying, let's go to total plant-based as of today and let's see what happens in a year in the two groups. Has that ever been done?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. You know, in a perfect world, I would, and obviously I'm right there with you. I wish that people would just dive in and go there because I know how great, we started feeling great within days of going plant-based. It was really unbelievable. And, you know, Jim is, he was about to turn 60 and I was, you know, 50 in my 50s, and he all of a sudden started lifting more weights than he's ever lifted in his life and running on the beach barefoot. And, you know, I've had four children. I'm in the best shape of my life. I have an enormous amount of energy. And again, we've been healthy this whole, you know, for 6.5 years. I mean,
well,
I don't know very many people that can say that they haven't had a cold or a flu in 6.5 years.
Yeah, those aren't as major as not having heart disease or cancer or dementia. So hopefully the big ones also, and it is the big ones as well. Now, so we've talked a little bit about the environmental impact that one meal a day, assuming you don't increase your animal protein or dairy in the other meals, saves a huge amount is more important than, if you will, it's a 3,000 miles of car emissions you're avoiding. And going three meals, I think, is probably the equivalent of, I guess, almost a full year of driving. Now, let's go and so if everyone did that, that would be a huge impact. Since I think animal emissions from a standpoint of carbon footprint are the largest cause. Is that right?
It's the second leading cause of greenhouse gases and climate change more than all transportation combined. So every car.
And
every
what's the number one? If that's the number two, what's number one?
The energy sector.
And now let's go. Let's talk about. So I am I'm totally plant based except for salmon and ocean trout. Is that acceptable from a standpoint of? Don't get me wrong. I know it's acceptable from a standpoint of health, But how much do salmon and ocean trout add to the footprint? Is transportation of the salmon ocean trout a major problem, or how does that rate?
When you look at the transportation of it getting to places, I would go beyond that. I would go beyond that to what's happening in our oceans and the overfishing and the mercury content of the bioaccumulated mercury that ends up in the fish. That's, to me, that's a huge issue. On top of the fact that there's as much cholesterol in fish as there is in meat. So I don't personally eat any fish. I know a lot of people feel that and they feel like they need the fish oils, but there are a lot of studies out there too that say, you can have algae oil, for your essential fatty acids and things like that. But our oceans are in trouble because of overfishing. And, my husband is, he's a deep sea explorer. So he's, been very involved in the oceans. And he used to talk about, marine sanctuaries and exploration, doing the science in the oceans and things like that. At this point, what he says is, in order to save the oceans, we need to start on land, because in the oceans, in the world, we have over 400 dead zones, which are created from runoff from crops that are being grown to feed animals, or from the affluent from the animals, and ocean acidification, which is caused from, CO2 going into the oceans and warming it up. And so it won't matter if we have marine sanctuaries at all if the oceans keep warming up. So it's really all you connect the dots back to your plate.
Now let's go in, and so that's one meal a day is important. Three meals a day, even better, going the full route, I think, even better and making you feel better. I think one meal a day, probably the carnitine, lecithin, and choline keep changing the bacteria in your gut, so you're probably not going to have much of a decrease in inflammation, even though you'll help the planet an awful lot. Let's go and talk about your favorite recipe. So in here are a lot of recipes. How easy are they to make, and what's your favorite?
Well, I made a very early on, we were going to be going out to, all of the top vegan chefs and even ones that were not plant-based. And I made a very conscious decision that I wanted recipes that my children made and my brothers and sisters and my mom, because I wanted real people recipes made for, the real people that were going to be eating them, and especially moms that are busy, and it's, it's not easy sometimes to prepare food. So they're all they're not labor intensive. There are maybe four in there that probably are a little more labor intensive. But the majority of them are easy throwing together. And I think my favorite thing that we love to do in our family is have interactive food. So a taco bar, a burrito bar, sushi night, pizza night, even pasta night. Sometimes I'll make three different kind of pastas and three different kind of sauces, and everybody just mixes and matches how they want to. My little girl loves to make pizza dough, the pizza crust. So she makes individual ones, and we just put out all the toppings. And everybody makes their individualized pizza and we cook it up. Or, the taco bar is a huge hit because you just put out the soft tacos and the taco and the hard taco shells and all of the insides, and you just make what you want. So the kids, actually, even, when we have adults over for dinner parties and things like that, they love the idea of having interactive food because it's fun.
And tell me the favorite, if you will, would, if let's just say you were eating by yourself. So let's, and then let's go, would you do an interactive, and how do you, when do you cook it? How do you cook it? What do you do about it? How difficult does it make? Does it, is it made fast? Give me, give us some hints. By the way, we're talking, well, before you go, Susie, let's say we're talking with Susie Ann Cameron. The book is Change the World by OMD, Changing One Meal a Day. You can go and on Google, you can search OMD or on Amazon OMD. The website for the book is omdfortheplanet.com. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted, but I wanted to make sure people knew they could just do OMD on Amazon, and it worked.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. So cooking for myself, I think one of my very favorite things to do is to stir some miso paste into some water and throw in a bunch of vegetables, whatever vegetables I have in my kitchen. And I personally love those kinds of things. Or just raw vegetables and hummus. You know, my kids, if they're throwing something together for themselves, they love ramen noodles, which they, you know, cook up themselves, or the burgers that you can get, the Beyond Burger, or the field roast sausages and things like that. So they'll come in the kitchen and, you know, whip something like that up very quickly. And the chili recipe, yes, and it takes about maybe 20 minutes to put all the ingredients together. And then I have a kitchen hack in there, which I love. I put it in the oven. Most people stir chili on top of the stove. I don't do that. I put it straight in the oven and I turn on the convection fan, and I might stir it, you know, once every hour, once every 2 hours, and just kind of let it simmer through the day. By dinner time, it's ready. You can also use, I actually just talked to someone yesterday who used an Instapot to make it. So there are lots of things like that in there. And I think prepping things on a Sunday, one of the things that we like to do, and I talk about it in the book, is I have glass containers in the fridge and certainly in the hydrate, the crisper, and I pre-cut vegetables. So all you have to do if you want to make a salad, you just reach in and grab a handful and throw it in your bowl and then toss it up with some dressing, that sort of thing. Making a big pot of stew or chili or lasagna, any of those things on a Sunday, and then you have them through the week. And a lot of these things actually you can freeze as well and put them into little portions. My mom likes to do this, where she'll make a big portion of something and then she'll put them into individual portions and freeze them and take them out as and warm them up as she wants them.
I want to thank you. There are a whole bunch of great ideas in this book. OMD on Amazon gets you to the book. It is OMD, Changing the World by OMD, One Meal a Day, by Susie Amos Cameron. You should also look for the Muse Schools, which are teaching about the environment and how to protect it. Susie, thank you very much for coming on. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 923B, and hopefully everyone will go at least one meal a day. I'd like to say you should do all three meals, and I obviously go pescatarian, I guess it would be, but it's pescaplantarian, I guess is what you'd call it. But it is a wonderful way. She has a series of great things in here to talk to you about how to do them and how to have I like the term interactive cooking. So thanks very much for coming on, and thank you for downloading us. Do feel free to ask questions. Do feel free to send us comments at ageproof.life or, if you will, ageproof.life@gmail.com. Thanks again, and thanks, Ben, for great engineering. We'll be back next week. We have another top guest. Last week, you learned about the flu. Don't forget, if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, do get it. And if you have, remember to wash your hands carefully, even if you haven't washed your hands many times before going to the food. Thanks again, and thank you, Susie.
Thank you so much.